Pop back in by UMass. Near side half wall. It's Yeshko. Trying to yank it back to the half wall for Galanik. It's knocked away. Here comes Army. Left wing side at center at Zuger. Zuger will wind it in now. Left wing side over for Batten, who tries to get it in front for Smith. It's just away from him. UMass will control. Yeshko to center. Right wing side. Drops it off. Good touch play, but instead Batten knocking it away from Nestrosil. Puck sent back through the goal mouth. Far side half wall. Nestrosil kept it back to the corner. UMass with some good puck control here. Yeshko tries to free it. Hong has his man wrapped up. It's Galanik. Far side half wall. Trying to siphon it in front. Puck is loose. High slot of Kane. Shot. Glove save made by Biron on Ovestad, and play comes to a halt. I get a sense right now that while he might have been fighting the puck earlier in the first period, Jacob Biron has been much more clean with shots to that side of his body here in the second. 5:14 left in the second. Army UMass tied at 3. Make sure you stay with us on the Varsity Network from Learfield after the second period ends. We'll have the other Ivy join us to talk about life here at the Academy. We heard from Ben Ivy in the first intermission, Jack Ivy here in the second intermission. That's coming up next. About 5:10 of hockey time left, which could take 5 years, theoretically, but I don't think it'll take that long. Puck stuck in the far side corner of the Army zone, finally picked up by Woodrick. Long pass, was looking for Jack Ivy. Could come up with near the Army bench, and in some snow right now. As brought back by the Minutemen. Near side, Ovestad. Across the line, near side to center, he'll dump it back in. Biron calls for the fair catch, which you can do here in the States, but not in Canada. They've played the Grey Cup already, right? It's normally around Thanksgiving. I haven't kept up lately. If you follow me at all, you know I'm a really busy guy. Midway through the first period, Niagara and RPI are scoreless. Midway through the first period, Bentley and UNH are scoreless. Second half about to begin in San Antonio. Army leading UTSA 17-10. Icing called against Army, 4:44 is left. For those who missed the mumble jumble, because I know people around here pay attention, Tulane's playing Charlotte tonight at 7:30 in football. Charlotte must win to put Navy in the AAC title game. If Tulane wins, then they will host North Texas. If Charlotte pulls off a great upset, the Navy goes to North Texas. Back to the top of the key, it came in the Army zone. UMass with some good control here. Van Tassel lost the puck near side as Patterson cut him off right below the dot. Near side half wall, Army trying to pick it up off the boards. Near side to center. But UMass looking to go forward again. Left wing side, here comes Musa. Right circle, Musa drags. Gets the puck to settle down. It came in on Biron, who steers it aside. Puck is still loose. Right circle, off the half wall now for Nice, who's still in the corner. But he lost it to Grubner, who's trying to clear it. Does a secondary route. Army get it to center. Right wing side, Jack Ivy dumps it in. Celice in there first, looks for help. Celice, far side corner, shifted for Jones. Muffs the shot, had McCloskey open in the right circle, but it would have been a great pass to get it to him. 4 minutes left here on the second, 3-3. Knocked down at center, Army dumping back in thanks to Brower. Nice back to get it. Far side corner is UMass going station to station right now. It's kicked off an Army skate for Brower, but he lost it. Here comes Galanik, who's knocked down. It'll be a penalty coming up against Army. Not touched yet. High slot it came. Right point, Nice. Nice, still with it. Marshall tries to wedge him off the puck, control by Brower. And we have a stoppage with 3:31 left. Hooking is the call at 16:29. Who's the guilty man? Is it Jones? Yes, it is. He's worked hard, but that time was too hard. Again, earlier finals today, Atlantic Hockey America. Air Force Canisius skate to a 3-3 tie at Harbor Center. Canisius gets the extra shootout point. In Belfast, Northern Ireland. Consolation game, Friendship 4. Sacred Heart takes care of RIT 3-0. You may recall Army was invited to participate in the Friendship 4 right before COVID. Nestor's a high slot, fires a shot, and is blocked by Hong. Nestor had a great chance, and it was just knocked away by Hong. Never got to be wrong. Galanik, left point, shift around far side half wall. Yeshko, back came right point. That one shrugged wide as Delelche may have gotten a piece of Biron. Army trying to clear near side. They will. Here comes Batten skating with it to center. Batten, right wing side is Hong with him. Batten drops it, looking for Hong. Couldn't find him. And now UMass 3-on-2 potentially. Here comes Galanik. Pulls up far side half wall. Batten introduces himself and it's cleared by Woodring. Good teamwork there by the Army forwards on the penalty kill. They'll change. Lots of fun right now. 1:15 left of the UMass power play. 2:44 left of the second. Brought back in. Musa can't get the puck to cooperate. And it's cleared by Army. Jack Musa stuck in behind. Had a decent chance. And the puck rolled off his stick. UMass must go the distance. Delce in his own slot. Yanks it back as the Minutemen station to station right now. D'Angelo lost the puck to Woodring, who might have a partial break right side. Woodring lets it loose. Scores! The Baron of West Point has scored shorthanded with 2:18 left in the second. Army leads 4-3. I'm not saying it was telegraphed, but Woodring seemed to know the puck was coming into that lane. And he had to get rid of it top of the right circle because he had 3 Minutemen coming down on him, and I think Bravo, that's what he wants back. He left a doggy door open for Chihuahua, and a St. Bernard somehow plowed his way through. Now the next 2:18 is critical. UMass was in town grumpy because of what happened at home against PC. And this one nearly takes out Army Bell at the bench for Army. Woodring gets his 4th goal of the season. Faceoff far side outside the Army line. 43 left in the penalty against Jones. 2:13 left in the second. 4-3 Army. Again, UMass had an overtime win at PC to open the weekend last week. And then got the game tied in the third, the rematch at Mullins, and then the wheels came off in a hurry. PC scored 4 times, won the game 5-1. So they've had a week to stew about that. It's marinated. Musa brings it back in for UMass. Right circle, left circle now, Kane. Back in front, score! Beautiful passing play. Nestrasil finishes that one. As UMass threw the puck around from Amherst to Springfield to Chicopee, and who knows where else in Western Mass. The game is tied at 4 with 1:55 left in the second. This is a very skilled team. It's in a tough hockey East. Just tremendous passing. 1, 2, 3. And it goes in. Goal comes at 18:05 in a power play. Second power play goal for UMass today. And now we're tied again. Well, this one's deflected into the seats, and everybody ducks and covers. Vaclav Nestrasil. I told you, the big boy, he'll score a lot. As long as he's in Amherst, he'll score a lot. His second of the game, 3rd point of the game, from Galanik and Musa at 18:05. So the big guy has 2 goals and an assist, has 2 power play goals, has attempted 6 shots, 4 have gotten on net. And for those who say, well, Nick, he's like Shaq, he can make it from 3 feet, just like everybody else. Well, that might be true, but you're expected to make the tip in at that point. He hasn't blown any today. UMass with control again. Far side corner now. It's taken by Dewar. Drops it now for Keenan. Keenan, far side half wall, tries to walk out, but he can't. Army, pick up the puck. Near side, it's taken by Jack Ivey to center. But no further, and dumped back in by Hanrahan. Biron will stop it. Near side corner for Zuger. Some noise near the benches. Whatever it was, it's over now. Puck back into the UMass zone. No icing. As trying to clear his knights. Far side to center. As UMass will have some good speed here. Galanik. Right circle. Drops it. Shot just goes wide. As Nesso looking for the hat trick. Couldn't find it. That bar soap rings on the bathtub back in the UMass zone. Minute to go until the Zamboni comes out. I hope it had brought some hot wax with him because this ice has been torn up here in the second. We've seen everything here. Far side half wall thrown towards the Army Nets block. Left half wall now point. It is Nice who keeps it alive. Into the corner goes past Nestrosil. Far side corner. Army trying to clear, but they can't just yet. Good keep on the right point by Keenan. Keenan. Far side half wall. Looking to the corner now. Back to the right point is UMass. Good puck movement again. Galanik. Throws towards the goal. Same by Biron. Left a juicy rebound, but it's cleared but not out. Kept alive. Near side corner. Behind now, it's Galanik. Galanik, right corner, half wall, still with it. Goes top of the key, nice. Fires, saved by Biron. He's down, and he got the rebound as well. Far side corner, 15 left in the period. Army, gonna be saved by the bell here. High slot, Van Tassel, fires wide of Biron. Near side corner, Army try to clear. They will, nice, knocked it down. Can't get control. Key for right wing side for Army. Into the MSO, fire, scores! Has Brent Kiefer snapped his slump? He goes upstairs, not just peanut butter. He wants Johnny Walker as well. 3.5 left in the second. Army regains the lead. It's 5-4. The puck was bouncing at center ice. Nobody claimed it. Kiefer did. And it goes over the right shoulder of Rommel. Do not fault Rommel for that goal. I repeat, I beg of you, I plead of you, do not fault Rommel for that goal. That's a goal score shot by Brent Kiefer. More is expected of him. Some embers may have been lit. Kiefer at 19:56 in a second has given Army the lead after 40 against nationally ranked UMass. And there's some jawing involving Hong and Lacroix. And it's over now, but the music of the night is not done yet. UMass leads in shots 24-14. The Minutemen are 2 out of 3 on the power play. Army is 1 for 1. Not many block shots today, each team with just 4. A lot of misses. But Army is tired of losing. They've lost 6 straight. They're winless in 9. They're going to have a grumpy UMass team today. What a tremendous hockey game. The goaltending's not been awful, but some of these guys have just been picking corners. It's been remarkable, and we've got more period left. 5-on-5 hockey to start the third. After 40, here at Tate Rink, Army 5, UMass 4. The Ivy Thanksgiving extravaganza continues when we return for this break. We heard from Ben Ivy in the first intermission. Jack Ivy is next. Over West Point Hockey on the Varsity Network from Learfield.